Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
With me? 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. Say it all the time. Hope you had a great weekend. You saw some of the information, things coming across from the CPAC, which is, you know, I didn't go this year. And hopefully I can get Gwendolyn Sims to join us. She went. And, you know, some people had issues with it. Issues for several reasons. I'm not putting CPAC down. Don't get me wrong. I'm not putting the organization down. But really, seriously. You know, what is a conservative organization anymore? Right? I want to know. I want to know what you perceive to be a conservative organization. Again, I say 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution so that you're not part of the problem. And, yes, this is a common message. I use it every week. I drive you out of your mind with it. I get it. All right. You know, Joey B., Kamala Harris, I mean, they're just at it. Right? It just doesn't stop with these people. Now, you got a school that's, you know, again, you want to talk about discrimination, religious discrimination? Come on, think about this. Right? It's not stopping. Everybody talks about discrimination, but they don't really care. They only seem to talk about one kind of discrimination. That's it. The school district will no longer hire student teachers from Christian universities. Wait a minute, what's that? What's that all about? How are they allowed to get away with that? That's the other question I have. How does that happen? So an Arizona Christian University has decided that because of the school's religious beliefs, the public school, or the public system, or the public school system there, won't hire teachers from that university, and mostly for one reason, and just one reason. You know, most of the schools have, the public schools, they have partnerships with the local colleges and such. The reasoning behind it, or the reason they do it, is because they can start training these people up the way they want them trained up. Right? And then that way there's no issue. It's an easy one. The Washington Elementary School District voted unanimously to end a partnership with Arizona Christian University because of the school's religious beliefs. The school district said the university values posed a threat to the LGBT students. Elementary school. Hello? Anybody home? Well, why are we even talking about this with them? Why are we pushing this with them? Why is this even a discussion? We should not be talking sexuality with elementary school kids. This is where DeSantis is 100% right on. We can't continue to align ourselves with organizations that starkly contrast our values. We legitimately care about diversity, equity. There's those words. Those words mean absolutely nothing. Right? Unless they're trying to scare the bejesus out of you, they mean nothing. Because they're dictated, the definitions are made by those on the far left. What do you mean by equity? What does that actually mean? Because actually, if you ask several people on the left, you'll get several definitions as to what that word means. And they don't want to align themselves with a university that doesn't share their values. Well, what are your values? I'm missing something here. What are they not sharing? What's the issue? What's the problem? See, I don't get it. So people aren't allowed to have these conversations, if you would. Anyway, they claim that they legitimately care about everybody, but it can't be true. Three board members identify as LGBTQ, including Tamilia Venezuela. She wears cat ears. Identifies as bilingual. She's disabled. She's neurodivergent. She's a queer Black Latina. I mean, think about this. She wears cat ears, not as a joke. And this is who you have running your school and ruling over your children, basically. See, this is where I know there's a couple people mad at me when I say this. A couple close friends. You deserve what you get. If those kids get ruined, you deserve what you get. You're voting them in. Got no reason. Can't give me one. You get what you get. Now, some of my friends say, well, wait a minute. We didn't vote for them. Right. That's how a republic works. We vote for people to represent us. Now, if your person didn't get in, you're stuck. What have you done out and about? What noise have you made? How have you made your neighbors know really what's going on in the schools? What have you done to further the cause? Joe Messina, your host, Kimberly Moran, joins me after the break. See if she has a different take on this. We'll be right back.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe McSean, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROJO, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Kimberly Moran joins me. She does every week. Always appreciate her time, like, kicking the week off, trying to figure out what we're doing, what's going on, and, like, what's going to happen this week, too. Always a lot of fun. Now, you just get back from Vegas.
I did.
And what happened in Vegas doesn't have to stay in Vegas.
Nothing happened.
See? There you go. I say that because, again, you have a lot of events that go on there here. A lot of people from California, where I'm at, will drive there in a heartbeat, you know. That's a 3-hour drive from where we're at. And I just don't get it. I don't get the noise, ding, 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 you know, going on all the time in the place. Gambling, you might as well just go, for me, you might as well just hand your money.
Oh, yeah, I don't get it. So, put it this way, I don't gamble. I hate gambling. I want something for my money. I've gambled. I've tried it in Atlantic City, Mohegan Sun, and now I can say I've gambled in Vegas. Of course, I only do the stupid slots. But I was wasn't going to gamble. I said $20. I'll spend $20. That's fine. Just to say I did it. And I didn't know what I was doing. So I actually was on a video call with my sister and my 80-year-old aunt. And they were looking at what I was doing so they could tell me what I needed to do. Because I have no idea. And then I was done. I'm like, okay, I'm done. That's it. I'm good. But I did. I mean, I was at the Bellagio, which is a really, really nice hotel. Although, my God, it was like 20 miles to walk to the conference. But there was, you know, I had a fountain room, so that was really nice. Although, it's still a city. You know, Las Vegas reminds me of Times Square in New York City, only it's spread out and it's not gross. Because I can't stand Times Square. It's obnoxious. But Vegas is way nicer. I liked Vegas. I actually liked it. It was my first time there.
Really?
Yeah. Yep. It was my first. Next time I have to go next year to the same thing, I'll probably, like, take extra days and, like, go out to Red Rocks and you know, maybe end my trip in Utah and go to Zion. Because I've been to Bryce Canyon but not Zion. Always thinking ahead, Joe.
We'll have to try to work it out so we can drive out and maybe see you. That would be...
Oh, my God, that would be so much fun.
There you go. See that? And we drink, so I'll watch you drinking.
You got to have drink. I had to have a Cosmo in the Cosmopolitan, in the Chandelier bar, under this big, huge chandelier. No, they have good cocktails and food in Vegas.
Well, just envision this. I am I would be a Boston early 20-year-old drunk. How's that?
Did I paint that? God. That'd be so much fun.
Oh, God. No, thank you. All right. So you heard about what was going on down there in Atlanta, right? With they were what do you call it? Throwing Molotov cocktails at a new training facility for the police and the fire.
Yep.
And I think it's the first time in forever. I don't know what's going on, but something's up because here you have the chief of police comes out and goes, we're not putting up with this. We're not letting this happen. They arrested over 30-some-odd people, I think, total. One of them was a lawyer for the Southern Poverty Law Center. You know, the hate group place?
Oh, shocker, yeah. Yep.
I can tell you were totally overtaken by that.
Yeah.
The other thing that was really funny was of the 30-some-odd people they arrested, only two of them were from the state. The rest
of
them were out of state, and a few were from out of the country.
That's par for the course with these people. They're paid to be there.
Yep.
They're paid by someone to be there.
Yep. So when somebody says the Georgia people were outraged at the... No, they weren't. There was only two of them there, right?
Yep.
Go ahead.
Yeah, that's exactly it. There was only a couple of them there. They had nothing to do with... What you're going to find in most places, other than, like, New York City or L.A., that it is mostly out-of-state people protesting. That happens even here.
Yeah.
They're pushing gun control and other stupid laws. It's not people from here. Same thing.
Did you hear your buddy David Hogg? Is his name David Hogg? Right? He came out and he said that if we were a little smarter, we'd realize the Second Amendment was only for the militia, and we already have National Guard.
Such a moron.
Like, boy, your school.
Boy, exactly. That's it. Boy. He really gives Harvard a bad name because he's such a moron. It's like, really? I would not send my kid to Harvard just based on his idiocy.
Oh, when you hear about that stuff, you have to stop and say to yourself, my God, are these people for real? I mean, what do you pay for that? $80K a year for an education there?
Oh, I'm sure they gave him.
Talk about getting screwed.
Yeah, exactly. I'm sure they gave him a scholarship, you know, probably for special ed.
But what I do love about this overall, though, is the fact that the chief of police had said, you know, we're not going to put up with this. That's it. We're done. And I don't know what's causing that. I don't know what's allowing that to happen. Governor, I don't know. But this is a turn of events from even a year ago, is it not?
It is. It is because they never did anything before. They let these people walk. They let them totally destroy things, harm people, harm cities and states, and then they walked. And I don't know, maybe enough people who are actually from Atlanta or Georgia called and complained, and there's probably, I'm sure, an election coming up, that they said, no, we can't allow this anymore. It's got to stop. because it's not what they're what they've been allowing is wrong. You know, it's not what the government is supposed to do. If anything, it's opposite of what they're supposed to do.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. I mean, I got to tell you, you watch what's happening in the cities. You watch it what's going down in these cities, and even the mayor of New York, which I get the biggest kick out of, he's talking about, you know, law and order being first and foremost.
He's so full of crap.
Well, I love it because, you know, all of a sudden he saw what happened in Chicago, and he's sitting there going, yes, we're going to beef up our police, or we're going to do this one.
Sure, yeah, himself,
oh, yeah, you saw the writing on the wall, didn't you, buddy boy? And
yeah.
He's gone. Are you surprised?
I am 100% surprised.
You would
I think they probably didn't think they had to cheat enough as much to get her to, you know what I mean? Because yeah. They didn't set that up for her to win. And that does not look good for them.
No, and she was sure. And look at what she did. She went out dancing in the streets. She made sure that the guards, the jail guards, were helping the inmates register to vote.
Of course.
You know? An extra cigarette this week, boys, if you vote the right way. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Exactly.
sick people. So the first of personal, the personal lawsuits against Gascon here in Los Angeles for not doing his job. Number one, but two, for retaliation against one of his assistant DAs. The jury awarded that assistant DA $1.5 million today. Maybe, just maybe, we may have some wins here. We'll see what happens. Be back in a minute. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Crews are stepping up rescue efforts in Southern California after another winter storm slammed the region. Some mountain residents in San Bernardino County remain trapped under several feet of snow. This man hauling rescue equipment up a closed road to help.
Get the dog's food, her food. Of course, I got about 100 pounds of stuff to take.
and tools because she's got an electrical problem I got to handle.
One local resident said many of her neighbors are stranded without food, medications, or other basic necessities. Former Vice President Mike Pence is asking a judge to block a federal grand jury subpoena for his testimony about the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol in 2021. CNN reports his legal team filed the motion late last week. It argues that Pence is protected by a clause in the Constitution. The former VP previously signaled that he planned to resist the subpoena, saying it was unconstitutional and unprecedented. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
You with me, 855-GO-GO-855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. It's the only way we win. And you know what? You take advice from the people that are fighting. Take advice from the people that are actually doing the work it takes to make a difference. That's why I bring on Kimberly Marin. She's got it figured out. She lives in New Hampshire. That's a great place to be. Stay away from all the craziness. Well, you got your own
crazy. Well, we got our own crazy, but yeah.
Speaking of crazies, Biden's got a problem. They're called Feinstein and Fetterman.
Oh.
They're both in the hospital, right?
Yep.
So, and I can't see Fetterman coming back anytime soon.
I don't think they ever intended for him to really be there.
Right. Well, it's really funny because you got Feinstein. I keep wanting to call him Feinstein. Sorry. Fetterman probably doesn't even know where he's at, you know. Heard that his wife may have not left him, but left the country for a little bit because she can't handle the aggravation. I don't know if that's true or not. Feinstein, though, I don't think she knows where she's been for quite some time.
So she's like Biden?
Well, you heard he missed a few steps, too, the other day, again.
I did. My husband made me watch it.
That poor guy. His wife needs to be, and his kids need to be punished or something.
I said this before, and I'll say it again. His wife knew full well he was not ready, could not handle this, but she was convinced she just wanted to be the white trash White House first lady, and they somehow convinced her to do this.
Did you see her dress that she wore to Africa?
Which
and the
one?
Sneakers?
I told you I got banned on Facebook before for using the hashtag White Trash White House, right? With her.
Oh, God.
I got banned for that.
She looked like she had, like she was going to teach kindergarten, wasn't she?
Was it a Minecraft dress? Which dress? Her dresses are all awful.
I'm talking about the dress. Oh, no, this was the one she wore. She wore this to Africa. She had blue sneakers on, and then the dress she had was like a beige-ish dress, and it had different little color blocks on it.
Okay, yes, it looked like. Have you ever heard of Minecraft?
No, but
it's a game. It's a video game for little kids. Her dress either looked like Minecraft or Tetris.
Tetris. There you go. That Tetris I know. But it was terrible. You're right. I felt like she was going to take. What is she doing? She's talking to young African Americans about wearing condoms when they're having sex. Okay.
Wait a minute. She's talking to African Americans.
She's out there. I'm sorry. I apologize. I got stuck in the thing. No, she's out talking to young black men in Africa.
Okay. So I'm like, wait a minute.
About wearing condoms when they have sex. I'm thinking, really? Is that what we sent you there for?
Oh, my God. She's so terrible. She's just awful.
You can't make this stuff up.
No, I didn't think anybody could be worse than Obama and his heinous wife, but nope.
There you go.
Biden and Jill, they nailed it.
Surprise, surprise. So Feinstein, actually, she turns 89, I think, this month or next month. Fetterman doesn't know what he, you know, it's funny because I'll get nasties for talking about him, but here's the bottom line. And somebody got mad at me for saying this last week where I said, look, you get what you deserve. You vote these boneheads in. Now, Fetterman, I don't want anything bad to happen to him, but something's already bad happened to him. He can't string a thought together, right?
He did not tell people he had other issues besides the stroke, okay?
Yep.
So he wasn't honest or forthcoming with the voters, you know, which he's a Democrat, so that's a given. But, yeah, this is really bad, and it's bad on him and bad on his heinous wife. What's with these Democrats and their heinous wives? Seriously.
It's amazing because, again, if you care, if you truly care about the country and you're that sick, bow out.
Right.
That simple.
Well, in your own health, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
Do you hate your husband that much that you want him to hurt himself worse? Because that's what Fetterman's wife did. Same with Jill.
I know. Just, as a matter of fact, you're talking, I'm just thinking to myself, look at, you got Feinstein, Fetterman, and Biden. Is this the best they got?
Pretty much. Do you see anything better? I don't.
No, but it doesn't really. It doesn't help us that much because now what is it? 49-49 in the Senate now.
Yeah.
You know, so that's
the cackler is still the tie-breaking vote.
Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know what you can get done. What you can get pushed through.
Right.
Everything goes through Congress. You have to hope. Do like they did in the old days, yeah, and push something through.
Yeah.
And hope another person missing out of the Senate.
I'm sure Republicans will help them. That's what they did with the infrastructure, quote unquote.
Well, you know, Schumer won't take it up. Schumer won't take up anything that's not going to advance his party.
Correct.
Pelosi had herself all in a tizzy the other day because Joe Biden won't sign the bill that would soften the laws in D.C.
Yep. Oh, yeah, right? He flipped on them on that one.
I don't. Did he flip on them, or did he have a moment of clarity? A very brief moment, but a moment nonetheless.
I think someone probably said, if you want to win the election, you better, you know, if you're going to run, you better switch on this one.
Yeah. Yeah. You might be right. It's just one of those things I look at and go, you know what? Maybe he had a moment. Somebody, I hope, got to him. But you're right. I don't know.
D.C. has one of the biggest, highest crime rates in the country, if not the highest. I mean, the people that live there deserve better than what they're dealing with.
Don't you love when they think, well, just give us statehood, it'll fix everything? No, it won't.
Oh, God, that'll make it worse. It'll make this country worse, too. No, you can't have it.
No, you're exactly right. You know, again, we got to get the Senate back. I don't even know what to do with this anymore. It's kind of like some people are saying, look, I give up. Nothing ever changes. You can't change anything. Okay, you can't do that. You can't go down that road. That won't fix anything.
This is why I focus on local. And even yep. Local's a mess everywhere. It's just because the parties, political parties, they just, ugh.
Yeah. I did a story last week. And I know you don't necessarily follow these kind of stories, but I thought this was kind of funny that you had you had the Democrats. And you remember Jerry Nadler about 2 years ago? He got teed off about something that somebody said about God. And he said, God has no place in this chamber. Now, if you do any study in what's... Yeah, I know, right? If you do any study in whatsoever, you know our founding fathers were. You know that this scripture and God stuff, all unscripted in these marble walls, all around, right? All around the Capitol.
Right.
And now they're screaming that, you know, God has, let me see, that God-given rights don't really exist.
Okay. You know why they do that? Because they want people to think that government gives us our rights.
That was the fight going back and forth, and it was right down party lines, Kimberly. It was like the Democrats were all saying the same thing. You know, it's our God-given, you know, God doesn't give us the rights. It doesn't make any sense. And one was Steve Cohen from Tennessee said, so what, God gave us the right to have slavery? God gave us the right to take the right to against women to vote? With that whole list of stuff. And I got to give credit to, I don't remember, it was Ken Buck. He turned around and he says, no, man screwed that up. Man is the one that made slavery. Man is the one that took the wouldn't give women the right to vote. Man did that, not God. And these guys didn't know what to do. They were just,
oh my God.
They were getting red-faced and mad. And one guy says, it's called inalienable rights. Otherwise, to your point, he said, otherwise, you're saying if the government gives you the rights, we can take them away. That doesn't work for me.
Nope. That's what they want people to think. It's exactly what they want people to think.
Yep. No, I'm glad. No, I mean, go with it if you want. I mean, the bottom line with it is this. They want total control. They perceive themselves as smarter, more knowledgeable, the gods of the state.
They know what's best for us. They know what's best for us, Joe. Don't you know that? And what's best for us is not best for them because they just seem to do whatever they want without consequence. But we have to not, you know, we have to conserve water and whatever for climate change. But they don't, of course. Because they have to, you know, they're more important than us.
Well, Mother Nature is much more important.
But no, they don't even care about Mother Nature. They care about themselves. That's why they fly around in their jets.
At least that's not God. If we get everybody to turn to Mother Nature. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Anyway, be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Coming to your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-3255-63. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do appreciate the time. Kimberly Marin joins me. She does every week. Always appreciate her time with me as well. And I do really appreciate, you know, the comments that you make. I don't care if we're on the same page. As long as she's trying to make some sense, you're not just trying to be one of those ideologues. Okay? I know what you're laughing about. I know where you're going to go with it. Yeah. They try anyway.
Yeah. Definitely.
You know, I was telling you during the break that I was going back and forth with a local NAACP leader and a few others in that Democrat Party. Because, you know, they're the ones that are the purveyors of justice. They stick up for, you know, they see racism everywhere, and they've got to attack it everywhere. And the people that they hold in high esteem, you know, Joe Biden, peanut farmer, right?
Yeah.
Jimmy Carter. Any of those, they hold these people up in high esteem, and you go, now, wait a minute, stop. Listen to what you're saying. Jimmy Carter would, you and I told you this, Jimmy Carter would allocate the funds when he was on the school board to build a black school on the same side of the street as a white school because they might have to walk on the same sidewalk. Right?
Yep.
Joe Biden would put you all back in chains. He wouldn't know. He would think he was back in 1810 again or something.
They don't. They changed history. The Democrat Party changed history. Media went along with it. History books went along with it. And they, some people are just dumb and believe it, and others just, you know, try to push the same narrative.
Yeah, and they just keep, you know, they don't back down. They keep putting it out there, right? And people fall for it.
Yep. That's the problem.
Amazing.
People fall for it. Yeah. So. That's why we were talking. I will argue with idiots because I want them, other people, to know the truth. I don't care. I'm not going to change the idiot's mind, but someone who's watching, they'll understand that there's more to whatever someone is saying than what the Democrats are saying.
Yeah. And, you know, I sent them, I linked them all his all his racist comments. Listen, to me, the best one is you can't even go into a 7-Eleven without having some kind of foreign accent, right? Or whatever he said it was. It was just hilarious.
Yeah.
And when he was saying it, you're waiting for the backlash, because we're so used to getting it. You're waiting for the backlash.
And
nothing. None. Crickets.
Yep. Because it's okay, because Democrats know they're racist. So they can say anything. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, you sound like a friend of mine, a black friend of mine, who says the same thing. He said, look, systemic racism, I wish you people would stop saying it doesn't exist, you people calling me a white person. He says, you know, it does exist.
Yeah,
and the thing behind it, the thing behind it is it's being held up, it's being, you know, pushed forward by the Democrats.
Yep, exactly.
So, yeah, but we need more people in the black community coming forward and saying that.
Oh, absolutely. A bunch of people don't want to have anything to do with those, you know, any of that, and deal with it. Because they get abused by white lefties as well for daring to speak out and speak the truth.
Yep. You know, the Walgreens in California have decided that they will not be distributing the abortion pill, which is legal here.
Yep.
You can buy it over the counter. And so they have come out and said that they will not be providing the abortion pill in any Walgreen, and Newsom is blasting them for getting in the way of women's reproductive health. Go ahead.
But they can, women can't go to a different store? Isn't that what those scumbags always tell us? Just go to a different store.
Yeah. Yeah. Just go where your people. Isn't it amazing that they accuse us of banning the same things? Or doing the same thing when it comes to banning something that they do all the time.
Right. Of course. That's what I always tell people. I'm like, you know what? Whatever the left accuses you of, that's what they're doing.
Well, it's like I said to somebody. Look, if you really want to think about this, we'll go to a religious stand, right? They can have any book they want in a school, any book they want to. You can't have a Bible in there. Even a teacher having a Bible on her desk because she wants to read it during her lunch break. Is just wrong because a kid might see it and he might, you know, think that's the right way to live because he loves his teacher and like, oh, okay, got it.
Meanwhile, we have pornographic, disgusting books, and I mean, and just a heads up, Joe. I was talking to people. There's a lot of people in education. I was at Liberty Forum in New Hampshire this weekend, and they were talking. And there's one woman. A lot of people have taken their kids out of public schools, and they're either they put them in private school or online school or homeschooling, and they're even seeing some of this indoctrination propaganda in online schooling and private schools. It's everywhere.
You know what? People need to step up, stop complaining, and step up and either homeschool their kids for real.
Yep.
Not this jerky way of doing it, but homeschool their kids for real. Get with other parents that are on the same page so they can all kind of help each other out.
Yes.
And financially hurt these public schools. It's the only way you're going to win.
Well, you know as well as I do that no matter how many students public schools lose, they still continue to ask for increases in the budget. You know that.
Oh, yeah.
And Every time.
So the way it used to work in California, or the way it is working now, but it's changing, is the schools get paid per attendance. So they get X amount a year per student. And right. And then if the kid's out so many days or they have so many days that are missing, then they start taking money away from you.
Mm-hmm.
So during certain conditions and what's going on right now where there's a lot of kids still trying to catch up or what have you, Newsom has temporarily decided, or he's going to sign a bill that will pay the schools the money they need to survive. I think it was based on the attendance before COVID.
Oh, my God.
Okay. So you're sitting there going, okay, so even if the kids leave the schools, even if the parents want to make a stand or make a statement, it doesn't matter because the school's not going to get hurt. Yep. So there's a bill where, oh, see, this stuff is going to make you go to the roof. There's a bill going through right now, the state legislature here, that would take the power away from, now, local school boards. Now, what's the reason for a local school board, right? So the locals have representation of their community for their school board members. There's a bill working through legislature right now to take the power away from local school boards to decide what the curriculum is.
Wow. Oh, my God. If you have children in California, just take them out of school immediately and move. Move!
Just move!
Get out!
If you want to live here, get sterilized. I mean, don't bring a kid into the world here.
My God.
I'm sorry. Listen, I am sorry, but what these kids here in this state subjected to is terrible. It's extremely terrible.
You live in a... It's California. It really is. It's California. It's not... You're not a state as... I mean, at least you are a state as the Founding Fathers intended in reality, but oh my good Lord.
This man is running around telling people in other states how free we are in California.
He needs to put down the edibles.
A mental issue. He actually believes that Florida is oppressive.
Oh my gosh.
Go ahead.
I can't because I'll get in trouble. He's out of his freaking mind. And there will be people who believe him, Joe.
Well, you say he's out of his mind. I want you to check this out. Like I said, we're having massive problems. I think there's 6 or 7 counties that are now in a state of emergency. They've got, you know, I kind of joke about it a little bit. I go, yeah, okay. In Boston, this would be a play day. But, you know, they've got 8 to 10 foot snow drifts. They've got kids can't make it to school. People in Northern California freezing to death because, you know, their power is out. You know, because of all kinds of reasons. There's no maintenance going on. And the eco freaks are causing some of that problem.
Yep.
And where is he? He's not behind his desk. He's not manning all the emergency services and making sure everybody's getting taken care of. No. He's on a small vacation down in Mexico.
Oh, isn't he special? He's probably meeting with drug kings to make sure he gets his cut.
He went down to pick up his check.
Yeah, exactly. Wow. Well, you know, he can't be, you know, he's not going to be bothered by any issues going on. Even if he was there, he's not going to be bothered by it because, you know, I'm sure he'll never lose power in his mansion.
No, but right? they're so emboldened. They're doing it in our face now.
They just don't care.
Know nothing's going to stop them.
This is it, Joe. They do it, and this is why I'm disgusted with the federal government, disgusted with D.C., both parties. Their puppets were the pawns. And that's why I say the only way you can make a difference is at the local level, and even then, it's a freaking battle and a fight. You know that.
Yep. Yeah.
That's the only thing we can really have control over.
But we don't have, we're out of time here, but this is funny, because I was just talking to somebody about this the other day. Do we have the stomach anymore? How many times do you tell somebody, if you want a store to change its mind, you want to change, have a couple of days where you just do a strike. You don't go there to buy. Nothing.
Yep.
You do nothing there. Watch what happens. All right, Kimberly, where do people find you?
CreativeCrock.com and ConservativeIND on Twitter.
Perfect. All right, Joe Bacini, your host. Don't go far, people. A lot more coming up after the break. We'll be right back.